జయ నీలో ప్రేమధన, జయనీలో ప్రేమధన, కరుణా ప్రచోయనీలో ప్రేమధన కరుణా ప్రచోర, ধন প্রভু কথা গেল আচার্য ঠাকুর, ধন প্রভু কথা গেল আচার্য ঠাকুর, কহা মোরা স্বরূপ রূপ কহা সনাতন, কহা মোরা স্বরূপ রূপ কহা সনাতন, কহা দাস রঘুনাথ পতিত পাবন, কহা দাস রঘুনাথ পতিত পাবন, কহা মোরা ভট্ট যুগ কহা কবীরা, কহা মোরা ভট্ট যুগ কহা কবীরা, এক কালে কথা গেল গৌর নটরা, এক কালে কথা গেল গৌর নটরা, আশানে কুটিব মাথা অনলে পশিব অনপশনে কুটিব মাথা অনলে পশিব গৌরাঙ্গ গুণেরা নিধি কথা গেলে পাব গৌরাঙ্গ গুণের নিধি কথা গেলে পাব শৈশব সঙ্গীর সঙ্গে যে কইল বিলাস শৈশব সঙ্গীর সঙ্গে যে কইল বিলাস সে সঙ্গ না পাইয়া কান্দে নরতম সঙ্গ না পাইয়া কান্দে নরতম দাস যে অনিল প্রেম ধন করুণা প্রচুর হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur. Jaya Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay. Jaya Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitai Gora Hare Bol. Nitai Gora Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotra Sat. His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय श्री वृंदावन दास ठाकुर तिरुभाव महोत्सव की जय श्री चैतन्य भागवत की जय श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्य वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम् आराध्य भगवान् व्रजेश तनयस् तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधू वर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम् प्रमाणममलम् प्रेम पुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदम् तत्रादरः न परः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो टुडे इज द अपीयरेंस डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्रील वृंदावन दास ठाकुर हु इज मोस्ट वेल नोन ऑफ कोर्स फॉर बीइंग द सेलिब्रेटेड ऑथर ऑफ द चैतन्य भागवत That is his magnum opus. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is very special in our sampradaya because he has set the standard for how the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have to be described. Just as Srila Vyasadeva set the standard for how Krishna Katha has to be narrated and described, Similarly, Vrindavan Das Thakur has set the standard for the narration of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. As we all know, the various associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are his eternal associates. Some have come just a little prior to his appearance, some were contemporaries. And some came a little later. But they all have their eternal roles in Krishna Leela in Vrindavan. And these are described in the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika of Kavi Karnapur. Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse also in his purports in the Chaitanya Charitamrita to explain the original identity of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ved Vyaso Ya Evasid Daso Vrindavanodhuna सखा यह कुसुमा पीड़ कार्यतस्तम समाविशत। सो दिस इज इंटरेस्टिंग। कवि कर्णपुर सेज दैट वृंदावन दास ठाकुर इज नन अदर देन व्यासदेव। वेद व्यासो य एवासीद, ही हु वाज व्यासदेव इन द पास्ट, अधुना दासो वृंदावनः, एंड नाउ हैज बिकम वृंदावन दास ठाकुर। सो वृंदावन दास ठाकुर इज नन अदर देन व्यासदेव हिमसेल्फ। बट अगेन कवि कर्णपुर सेज, सखा यह कुसुमा पीड़ कार्यतस्तम समाविशत। बट द सखा और द काउहर्ड बॉयफ्रेंड ऑफ कृष्णा हुज नेम वॉज कुसुमा पीड़ समाविशत ऑल्सो एंटर्ड इन टू हिम। सो ही वॉज अ कंबाइंड इनकार्नेशन ऑफ श्रील व्यासदेव एज वेल एज अ काउहर्ड बॉय कुसुमा पीड़ हु वॉज अ फ्रेंड ऑफ कृष्णा। These phenomena are often found in the associates of Mahaprabhu. We see combined incarnations. It may appear inconceivable to our minds how such things are possible, but they are a fairly common occurrence as far as the eternal associates of the Supreme Lord are concerned. In the Adi Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Kaviraj Goswami has explained, भागवते कृष्ण लीला वर्णिला वेद व्यास चैतन्य लीला ते व्यास वृंदावन दास। He says, भागवते कृष्ण लीला वर्णिला वेद व्यास। इन द श्रीमद भागवतम कृष्ण लीला हैज बीन नरेटेड बाय व्यासदेव, बट द व्यासदेव ऑफ चैतन्य लीला इज वृंदावन दास ठाकुर। सो दिस इज द आइडेंटिटी ऑफ वृंदावन दास ठाकुर। His mother's name was Narayani, and we'll come to her shortly. And his father's name was Vaikuntha Vipra, Vaikunthanath Vipra. Narayani was the daughter of Sri Nalin Pandit Thakur, who was the elder brother of Shivas Thakur. There were totally five brothers. Shivas Thakur was number two. Older than him was Sri Nalin Pandit, and younger than Shivas Thakur were three other brothers. So Narayani Devi, the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur, was the daughter of the eldest of the brothers, that is Sri Nalin Pandit. So she was intimately connected to this illustrious family of Shivas Thakur. It is said that after marrying Vaikunthanath Vipra, she moved to the village called Mamgachi, which is in Modadruma Dvipa in Navadvip, one of the nine islands of Navadvip. Actually, Shivas Thakur's wife, Malini Devi, belonged to Mamgachi. And Vaikunthanath Vipra was a member of her family. So then, Narayani Devi was connected in two different ways to Shivas Thakur and Malini Devi. So Vaikunthanath Vipra departed from this world shortly after the birth of Vrindavan Das Thakur, or perhaps he was a posthumous child, I'm not sure. But regardless, he didn't stay long enough. And at that time, Narayani Devi, who had already born Vrindavan Das Thakur, she moved to her father's house, father's and uncle's house in Navadvip, because Shivas Thakur at that time was staying in Navadvip. So therefore, Narayani Devi lived there for quite a long time. But before moving to Navadvip, she stayed in Mamgachi, and Vrindavan Das Thakur grew up there for some years. And the house in which he grew up is still there. And he worshipped Gaur Nithai deities there. And those deities are still there. And Vrindavan Das Thakur moved along with his mother to Navadvip, where Shivas Thakur stayed. Now, When we talk of Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is commonly referred to as the son of Narayani Devi rather than as the son of Vaikunthanath Vipra. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has explained that this is because Vaikunthanath Vipra did not manifest any direct service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his mission before his departure. And therefore, the connection to Vaikunthanath Vipra is not emphasized so much amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But Narayana Devi was another case. She was exceptional. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has narrated the glories of his own mother, even as she was a child. And the narration briefly is as follows. As you all know, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would perform kirtan for extended hours in the house of Srivas Thakur in Mayapur, in Navadvip. And this drew the ire of many of the neighbors who were not devotionally inclined. They were somewhat atheistic or materialistic. And word had spread to the Muslim king of the region. And there were rumors all around that the Muslim king would be sending his soldiers in a boat to arrest Srivas Thakur. At this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was manifesting his divine pastimes. He saw some cows on the banks of the Ganga and got transported into the mood of Vrindavan and began speaking loudly, I am he," meaning that I am Krishna of Vrindavan. He came into that Vrindavan mood. And then in that mood of being the Supreme Lord, which he did not manifest often because he has advented to manifest the mood of a devotee rather than the Supreme Lord, but on occasion he would manifest his bhava or his mood as the Supreme Lord. So this was one such occasion. In that mood, he rushed to the house of Srivas Thakur and he kicked open the door of the puja room, of the deity room where Srivas Thakur was performing his worship of Lord Narsingadev. And he declared loudly to Srivas Thakur, "Srivas, who are you worshipping there?" Of course, the Lord could see that Srivas Thakur is worshipping Narsingadev. He said, "Don't you see that he whom you are worshipping is now present in front of you?" Srivas Thakur was bewildered. And at that time, Mahaprabhu revealed his four-armed Vaikuntha form with the lotus flower, the conch shell, the disc and the club. And he began to speak. He said, "Srivas Thakur, I know that you are feeling fearful that the Muslim king is going to send soldiers to arrest you. But recognize me as the Supreme Lord. Go now, call all your family members. Let them come here and worship me to their heart's content." Immediately Srivas Thakur ran inside and called all his family members. And they all assembled there and began offering various ingredients of worship like sandalwood and so on. And Mahaprabhu was satisfied. Then he said to Srivas Thakur, "Are you still afraid, Srivas? Have you not seen my four-armed form as the Supreme Lord?" "Yes, I have also heard these rumors that the Muslim king is going to send soldiers here to arrest you. But know for sure that I am the super soul in the heart of everyone, including the king. And if the king comes here, he will not be able to order your arrest unless I, as a super soul within his heart, order him to do so. But still, somehow, if the king is independent and he doesn't obey my promptings as a super soul in the heart, and he orders your arrest, I will step into the boat where the soldiers come along with the king, and by my influence, I will bring him under control. Even then, if the king remains independent and wants to go ahead with his resolve to arrest you, Then I will declare to him, O king, call all your holy men from your religion. Call all the people here along with elephants and horses. Let your religious people narrate or recite from your scriptures. And let us see if you can move the hearts of all your religious people to tears of ecstasy, of divine love. And if they cannot do it, then look what miracles I can do. I will make the horses and elephants cry in divine ecstasy. So Shivas Thakur, if you do not believe that I can do these things, and I know you have some doubt in your heart, then how can I go and make elephants and horses cry in divine love? I shall demonstrate to you the proof. At that time, Narayani Devi, who would many years later become the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur, was present there. She was a child of only 4 years old at that time. And Krishna called, and Mahaprabhu called out to her and said, Narayani, come here. So she came in front of him. And he said, chant Krishna and cry in ecstasy. So he gave her that order. Immediately that little girl said, O Krishna, and tears of ecstasy started flowing from her eyes like torrents of rain. And she began to exhibit all the symptoms of devotional ecstasy. And everyone was astonished. Shivas Thakur was dumbfounded. Finally, he gathered his wits and began to offer wonderful prayers to the Supreme Lord, to Mahaprabhu, who has now manifested his bhava as the Supreme Lord. So this was Narayani. So Narayani Devi was blessed by the Lord, not only because of the exalted birth that she had, but also because of the special mercy that she received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when she was only 4 years old. In the Gauda Ganudesha Deepika, Narayani Devi's identity in Krishna Leela is also described. And this verse has also been quoted by Srila Prabhupada in one of his Chaitanya Charitamrita purports. Ambika yasvasa yasin namna shila kilimbika Krishna chishtham prabhunjana seyam Narayani mata. Now, Kavi Karnapur says that there was a gopi in Goloka Vrindavan whose name was Ambika. And this Ambika has come as Malini Devi, the wife of Shrivas Thakur. Now this Ambika in Goloka Vrindavan had a younger sister whose name was Kilimbika. And this Kilimbika gopi would eat the remnants of Krishna's prasadam. Krishna utchishtam prabhunjana. So she would be fortunate enough to get the remnants of Krishna's prasadam in Goloka Vrindavan. Seyam Narayani mata. So that same Kilimbika gopi has come as Narayani Devi. So we can easily understand that Narayani Devi is not an ordinary soul. She is exceptional. And therefore the child born of her, Vrindavan Das Thakur, is also very, very exceptional. Vrindavan Das Thakur, after living in Mamgachi and also to Navadvip, he later on moved to a place called Denur or Denuda in Bengal. And he never married. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says he remained a celibate throughout his life. He accepted only 4 disciples. And one of them, whose name was Ram Hari, became his heir. He became his sole heir for the assets and properties that he had, especially the temple. And the descendants of Ram Hari, they still live at Denuda, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta describes. But somewhere down the line, they all became smarthas. So they lost that devotional touch. But they still live at this village in Denuda. So Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, as I mentioned, is his magnum opus. It was not called Chaitanya Bhagavat initially, it was called Chaitanya Mangal. But when Lochan Das Thakur wrote his narration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and called it Chaitanya Mangal, then Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal was renamed popularly as Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur, I just have some interesting figures I found, I've written long ago, just for those who are interested in historical details. He appeared in 1507, Krishna Dwadashi, Vaishakh month. And he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat when he was 31 years old only, in 1538. And he disappeared on this tithi, on this day, that is Krishna Dashami Vaishakh. This is the Vaishakh month, the 10th day of the waning moon, in 1589, when he was 82 years old. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita was written by Kaviraj Goswami almost 42 or 43 years later. So Kaviraj Goswami has acknowledged his debt and his gratitude to Vrindavan Das Thakur, and we'll be reading a little bit of that shortly. So earlier than Vrindavan Das Thakur, there was the narration of Murari Gupta called Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, but that was in Sanskrit language. And that took Murari Gupta almost 20 years to compile, from 1513 to 1533. 1534 was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed from this world. So Murari Gupta was a childhood friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he made many, many notes. Also, Swarup Damodar Goswami made many notes regarding his Puri pastimes. So Vrindavan Das Thakur got hold of these notes, and he based his Chaitanya Bhagavat largely on the notes of Murari Gupta and to some degree on the notes of Swarup Damodar Goswami. He focused himself in Chaitanya Bhagavat mostly on the childhood pastimes of Mahaprabhu, also the pastimes of his teenage years. For example, the deliverance of the Qazi and many such pastimes, his scholarly pastimes and so on. To some degree only, he described the Puri pastimes, including the Sannyas Leela and the subsequent movement on to Puri. In these narrations, he got so carried away by the description of the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu that by the time he reached the conclusion of Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes, he realized the book had become really voluminous. So he thought, oh, this book has become too large now. So therefore he cut short his descriptions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's later pastimes. Out of fear of making the book too large, he cut short his narration and stopped there. And it is from there that Kaviraj Goswami continued. He only spoke in a synopsis of the earlier pastimes of Mahaprabhu, because Vrindavan Das Thakur had already narrated them in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita especially elaborated in great detail on the later pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, especially the ones after taking sannyas. The language of the Chaitanya Bhagavat is unlike the Sanskrit of Murari Gupta in Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. It is very ordinary, simple, vernacular language, the Bengali spoken by the common man of that time. It is very sweet and it is very touching to the heart. It is full of nectar. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur calls the Chaitanya Bhagavat a temple. He says that those who enter into this temple can experience the literal variegatedness of the spiritual world and the nectar of the Lord's pastimes. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur departed in 1589, and his samadhi is here in the 64 samadhi area in Vrindavan. I would like to read some glorification of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur by none other than Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Now, it's an accepted principle that if you want to know somebody who is great in a particular field, you have to understand the opinions of the authorities in that field. For example, if you want to know who is a great scientist, then you have to ask the scientists. If you want to know who is a great sportsman, you have to ask people who are proficient in sports, who can tell you. Similarly, if you want to know who is a great devotee of the Lord, we must also hear from the great devotees of the Lord. Their opinions are meaningful and substantial. They are the truth. The common man, based on his sentimental understanding of spiritual life, or perhaps his ignorance of spiritual life, may reach so many conclusions. But when an authoritative, bona fide, exalted acharya, nitya siddhi associate of Sri Krishna, like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur, then such glorification is authoritative. And we can understand the true glories of Vrindavan Das Thakur through the lotus lips of Kaviraj Goswami. So I will read a few verses from different sections of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We will begin with the Adi Leela, chapter 8, text 33 onwards. Kaviraj Goswami says, Ore mudha loka shuno chaitanya mangal, chaitanya mahima jate jani besakal. O fools, just read Chaitanya Mangal, that is Chaitanya Bhagavat, because at that time it was called Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport here that the acceptance of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami indicates his acceptance of the disciplic succession. A writer of transcendental literature never tries to surpass the previous acharyas. So this is an etiquette in composing transcendental literature. One should never try to surpass the previous acharyas. What does this mean? It means that one should not try to eclipse the works of the previous acharyas. One should not try to find any fault in their teachings. On the contrary, one should understand that one is completely dependent on their mercy, and one is learning from the way the previous acharyas have composed these narrations in order to be able to speak a few words now. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for example, would admonish anybody who spoke disparagingly of Srila Sridhar Swami, the original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he would say that Sridhar Swami has set the standard for all commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. And nobody should transgress the etiquette. Everyone should follow the conclusions of Sridhar Swami. So these are all the different meanings or implications of following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas and not trying to surpass them. One should never think that one has presented these pastimes or narrations better than the previous acharyas. And we will see how this attitude is perfectly exemplified in the life and the mind of Sri Kaviraj Goswami. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahe Vedavyas Chaitanya Lilara Vyasa Vrindavana Das. As Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavana Dasa Koila Chaitanya Mangal Jahara Shravane Nashe Sarva Amangal. Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Sri Chaitanya Mangal. Hearing this annihilates all misfortune. Chaitanya Nitaye Jate Janiya Mohima Jate Jane Krishna Bhakti Siddham Tirasima. By reading Sri Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. So the Chaitanya Bhagavat is a great aid for us to understand the principles of bhakti. And it is in order to teach us bhakti that Mahaprabhu has advented. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would instruct his disciples, first read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then your heart will be considerably softened. Then you can understand the tattvas. Of course, they were mostly devotees who were born and brought up in Bengal, who had heard of Mahaprabhu from childhood. But nevertheless, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta gave very, very great importance and emphasis to the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purports here that the Vedanta Sutra, which is the summary of all Vedic knowledge, it is called Nyaya Prasthan. It is extremely difficult to understand. And it has many, many kinds of different statements. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. And because it is commenting on such difficult subject matter, the Srimad Bhagavatam necessarily is very, very elaborate. And there are many, many different things explained at different places in the Bhagavatam. So it may be difficult to understand. And furthermore, Srila Prabhupada says that the Srimad Bhagavatam has been over the years misrepresented so much by professional reciters and speculators that people are often misled when they try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So they, even though Srimad Bhagavat is the most exalted scripture, but nowadays it is very hard for people to understand. But Chaitanya Bhagavat is very simple, very easy, very nectarian, very poetic, and anyone can understand and relish the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Simply by hearing it, one can become a pure devotee of the Lord. Bhagavate jata bhakti siddhante rasar likhiyachen iha jani koriya uddhar. In Sri Chaitanya Mangal, later known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mangala Shune Jodi Pashandi Javan Sheho Maha Vaishnav Hoye Tatakhan. If even a great atheist hears Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great devotee. Manushya rochite nare aisha grantha dhanna Vrindavana dasa mukhe bhakta Sri Chaitanya. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that it is not possible for a common man to write books on bhakti, for his writings will not be effective. One may be a very great scholar from the mundane point of view. One may be able to write flowery descriptions of transcendental subject matter, but this will not help anyone understand the truths of spiritual life. The secret in a devotee's writing is, Srila Prabhupada says, that when he writes about the pastimes of the Lord helps him. He does not write alone. Since a devotee writes in service to the Lord from within gives him so much intelligence that he sits down near the Lord and goes on writing books. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami confirms that when Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote, that what Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote was actually spoken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he simply repeated it. The same holds true for Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in his old age, in an invalid condition, but it is such a sublime literature that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj used to say, the time will come when people of the world will learn Bengali to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's happening, isn't it? We are trying to present Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada says, in English, and do not know how successful it will be. But because Srila Prabhupada is empowered by the Lord in the same way that he describes in relation to the previous acharyas, his works have been also astoundingly successful. The same principle holds good for Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada used to read his own books many times. And he would like to have his devotees also read the books, and he would hear just as the others were hearing. And he would sometimes say that actually Krishna has written this Krishna book. I have not written them. So this is the way that the devotee is actually empowered by the Supreme Lord to write transcendental literature. Vrindavana Dasa Pade Koti Namaskar Aishya Grantha Kori Teho Tarila Sansar. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of all the fallen souls. Narayani Chaitanyara Uchishtha Bhajan Tara Garbhe Janmila Sri Dasa Vrindavan. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the food of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is with reference to her Krishna Leela position as Kilimbika. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born of her womb. Tara ki adbhuta chaitanya charita varnan jahara shravane shuddha koilo tribhuvan. What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in the three worlds who hears it is purified. Sutra kori shabalila korila granthan pache vistariya tahar koilo varnan. He first summarized all the pastimes of the Lord and later described them vividly in detail. Chaitanya chandrira lila ananta apahar varnite varnite grantha hoilo vistar. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited and unfathomable. Therefore, in describing all these pastimes, the book became voluminous.
Vistara dekhiya kichu sankocha hoila mane sutra dhrita kono lila na koila varnan.
He saw them to be so extensive that he later felt some had not been properly described.
Nityananda lila varnane hoilo avesh chaitanyera shesh lila rohilo avashesh.
He ecstatically described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, but the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained untold. I continue from the Adi Leela, chapter 8, text 81. Kaviraj Goswami says,
Vrindavana dasir pada padma kori dhyan tara agya lana likhi yahate kalyan.
I took permission from Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur by praying at his lotus feet. And upon receiving his order, I have attempted to write this auspicious literature.
Chaitanya Lilate Vyas Vrindavan Das Tara Kripa Bina Anne Nahoy Prakash.
Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the authorized writer on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Without his mercy, therefore, one cannot describe these pastimes.
Further in Madhya Leela, Kaviraj Goswami has continued his glorification. I will be brief. Sahaja vichitra madhur chaitanya vihar Vrindavana dasa mukhe amritera dhar.
This is from Madhya Leela, chapter 4. Text 5 onwards. By nature, all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very wonderful and sweet. And when they are described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they become like a shower of nectar.
Ataiva taha barnile hoy punarukti dambhakori barni jodi taiche nahi shakti.
Therefore,
I very humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, I would be very proud to repeat the same thing, and this would not be very good. I do not have such powers.
Chaitanya Mangale Jaha Korila Varnan Sutra Rupe Shai Lila Koriye Suchan.
I am therefore presenting only a synopsis of those events already described elaborately by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangal.
Tara Sutre Acheteho Nakoila Varnan Jatha Kathanchit Kori Shailila Kathan.
Some of these incidents he did not describe elaborately, but only summarized. And these I shall try to describe in this book.
Atayva tar paye kori namaskar, tar paye aparadha na hok amar.
I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I hope that I will not offend his lotus feet by this action. And just a few more verses from the Antilila, chapter 20, text 73 onwards.
Vrindavana Dasa Prathame Jai Lila Varnila Sheshava Lilar Ami Sutra Matra Koila.
Whatever pastime Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has first described, I have merely summarized.
Taratyakta Avashesha Sankhepe Kahila Lirano Bahulya Grantho Tathapi Badilo.
I have only very briefly described the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Nevertheless, because those transcendental pastimes are so numerous, the size of this book has increased.
Ataveshe shavalila napari varni bare samapti korilun lila ke kori namaskare.
It is impossible to describe all the pastimes elaborately. I shall therefore end this description and offer them my respectful obeisances.
Two or three verses, I'll just read the translation to save time. What I have described gives merely an indication, but by following this indication, one may obtain a taste of all the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I cannot understand the very deep, meaningful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My intelligence cannot penetrate them, and therefore I could not properly describe them. After offering my respectful obeisances to all the lotus feet of all my Vaishnava readers, I shall therefore end this description of the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The sky is unlimited, but many birds fly higher and higher according to their own abilities. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like the unlimited sky. How then can an ordinary living being describe them all?
I have tried to describe them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of a great ocean.
Nityananda Kripa Patra Vrindavana Das Chaitanya Lilayate Hoino Adi Vyas.
Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasadeva in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Although Vrindavan Das Thakur has within his jurisdiction the full store of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he has left aside most of them and described but a small portion. What I have described was left aside by Vrindavan Das Thakur. But although he could not describe these pastimes, he gave us a synopsis. In his book named Chaitanya Mangal, he has described these pastimes in many places. I request my readers to hear that book, for that is the best evidence. In the Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has stated in many places the factual truth
that in the future Vyasadeva will describe the Lord's pastimes elaborately. The ocean of nectarian pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the ocean of milk. According to his thirst, Vrindavan Das Thakur filled his pitcher and drank from that ocean. Whatever remnants of milk Vrindavan Das Thakur has given me are sufficient to fill my belly. Now my thirst is completely satiated. Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.